Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
From John Thiel Gymnasium, we're ready for the starting lineups between the Rantoul Eagles and the Galesburg Silver Streaks final game in the Martin Luther King Classic.
First for the visiting Rantoul Eagles. Number 3, Tyler Merrill. Number 15, Bryson Jokin. Number 23, Connor Smith. Number 24, Jackson Atkins. And number 35, Kieran Martin. Now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6'1 junior guard, number 4, Gino Williams. A 5'9 junior guard, number 5, Ian Dominique. A 6'4 senior guard, number 12, Easton Steck. A 6'4 junior guard, number 15, Jace Keith. And a 6'6 senior forward, number 32, Carter Flary. Your coach by Chad Thompson. The IHSA.
Here's our Jeff Lamb shout out. Thank you, Jeff, as always, for our starting lineups. One of the highlights of being at John Thiel Gymnasium. Jason, three keys to the game here tonight. What are you thinking?
I think, first off, we continue to rebound as a team like we did in that first game. Rantoul has some size and some length. It's going to take a team effort here tonight. Everybody's got a rebound. You know, in the first game against Rantoul, Carter had 17 rebounds. It's going to take more of a team effort, I think, than just one person. Second, keep attacking the rim like we did in the first game, in the matinee game. When we attack the rim, it softens up the defense and allows us to get good open looks from the outside. And lastly, get revenge. You know, we lost this team in Taylorville. Like I said earlier, Streaks will tell you to a man, they let one get away. So let's go get it.
Streaks try an entry pass from the outside. Keith intended for Clary, picked off, and then Keith does a great job getting back defensively and picks it off from behind and gets it right back. And makes up for the mistake and keeps the possession with the Silver Streaks. Dominique had a good first game, can't hit the three to start off the second game, and then Carter gets called for a push in the back against Kyron Martin at 6'7", and Martin slaps the hands and kind of does it in Carter's direction, and those two are talking a little bit, and now they forearm each other with the officials keeping an eye on them. So that sets the tone for this one, and Sam noticed, even as the players were coming out on their warm-ups, that they were kind of jawing at each other already. Now those two go at it down at the other end, but Martin kicks it back out. Ian knocks the ball loose, diving for it, can't get back to it. Merrill lets it trickle out of bounds.
Yeah, great job by Ian, jumping the passing lane. Almost got to that ball, diving out of bounds. Rantoul keeps possession.
Just underway, no score. A little bit of animosity between these two teams, apparently, carried over from that game to wrap up the Taylorville tournament. That Rantoul won 57-51 after the Streaks had built a 16-point first quarter lead. We're a minute in here. Left side, Jackson Atkins drives in, shoots and banks it in over Steck. And Jackson Atkins at 6'6". And there's some of that size that Jason was talking about, using the length to their advantage.
Yeah, just elevated and finished over Easton there with his length. Oh, good
entry
pass.
Entry pass to Carter, got around his man and steps to the basket and lays it in. Tied at 2. At the other end, Merrill drives to the free throw line, pulls it back out up top. To the right side it goes to Chokin, swings it back around, now to the outside. High post, Martin driving in, shoots over Carter on the right baseline, comes up a little bit short off the side rim. Clary with a rebound.
There's another good play by
Gino
Carter
down
the
left side. He got smacked in the face trying to go around Connor Smith, and the reach in by the 6'1 sophomore is his first foul for Rantoul.
Yeah, Carter did a great job defensively down there, going straight up, forced a tough shot, and got the rebound after playing good defense.
Didn't mean to cut you off there, partner, but, Gino being, how he's attacking the basket. Yeah, I mean, it's
continue to attack the rim.
I'd say first, maybe eight games of the season, not at all the case, but, I mean, that has become more and more a part of his game as the season has gone along, and he jumped the opportunity there. Misses the first free throw, though.
Let's knock down the second one. Come on, Gino.
Tied at two. We're just a minute 37 into the game. He missed them both. And the rebound, it's Martin who gets on the inside position to haul it down for Rantoul. Streak shot well from the free throw line in their first game. Rough start here in the second game. Atkins on the dribble left side, lost it off his leg out of bounds.
Good help by Ian Dominique down there as Atkins was driving.
They dribbled it into traffic. Good defense by the Silver Streaks and just bothered him. I think he just lost a handle on it himself because of that defense. Here's Dominique bringing it up court himself. Free throw line, Clary. He's going to dish it out to Gino. Here's Gino driving, kicks it out into the corner. Three by Jace Keith, missed it. Rebound, Gino had a hand on it, got knocked down. It's Connor Smith who comes away with a rebound, stops left wing and throws it behind Merrill for another Rantoul turnover.
Yeah, three early turnovers by Rantoul.
Like to see Jace get going. Streak's got great offensive production from their other four starters. Keith got shut out. I'd like to see him get some confidence going shooting the ball here as we work our way into the back half of the Western Big Six Conference season starting next week. There's the entry pass to Carter. Four men around him. The kick out to Dominique for three.
What a great play by Carter Clary.
He was surrounded by four Rantoul players, and Carter knew somebody had to be open, and Ian was in his eye line.
I love the recognition by the Streaks there to see Carter. He had the point guard Merrill on him, and they went right to him, and then everybody collapsed back out for a wide-open three, and Ian knocked it down.
First lead of the game for Galesburg at 5-2. The dribble by Merrill, cut off by Dominique. Now it's Jokin with it to the outside. Kicks it back out to Merrill. The 5'10 junior backs it up to the half-court line with 3 minutes in, and an appreciative crowd applauds the effort. Here's a dribble drive by Smith. Got around his man on the outside, missed the runner. And Gino gets tackled going for the rebound, and they are going to call the foul. Connor Smith came out begging for a travel call, but, I mean, he just pulled Gino down to the floor.
Almost tackled him. I mean,
that's his first foul, one on Atkins. Smith, one of the two sophomore up-and-coming stars for this Rantoul team, but if you were with us in the pregame, you heard that McElmurray is out. Jalen McElmurray, who only scored five in the game down at Rantoul, but he's an up-and-comer for the Eagles for sure. Gino with it on the wing. Entry pass to Steck. Rantoul got a hand in, knocked it loose. Three Galesburg turnovers. Here's Merrill leading the break to the other direction. The kick out into the corner. The three by Smith. Rims over to the opposite side. Jace got grabbed from behind coming down with a rebound, but he brings it into the front court anyway. Streaks trying to build on a three-point lead. Keith drives, got blocked. Atkins got up there, got a hand on it. Shokin comes down for the rebound, and Rantoul trying to get back within one or tie the game. Martin with it, entry pass, left side of the lane. Atkins turn around with the right hand off the front of the rim. Rebound Clary, who's got two boards in the game.
Great defense by Easton. Got a hand up. Made him readjust.
Left side, a screen, and a layup by Gino.
Gino did a great job attacking the rim again. Finished with the right hand on the left-hand side of the hoop. Streaks lead 7-2. Let's go.
Gino recognized the lane coming in from the left side. And then he got the little extra screen in the lane to help seal it off.
Partner, this is a pretty similar start to last time we played him.
Yeah, but here's a curl and around and a drive lay-in by Connor Smith. So already they got more points in the early going than that 19-3 lead that the Streaks got off to. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter, 7-4 Galesburg. Easton drives, dishes, Carter, scoop of the left hand up and in. And a soft finger roll tap in off the backboard.
I tell you, the Streaks are playing with some aggressiveness here.
9-4.
Everybody seems locked in.
Galesburg by five. And again, clearly the message to get revenge. Here's a miss and a rebound by Clary. Three boards already. Easton drives right side of the lane, throws it toward the rim because he got pushed. And a good job to get a shot off. Atkins picks up his second foul. And Easton will go to the line. So two fouls on Atkins, one on Smith. They are the movers and shakers here in the early going for Rantoul. So to see them pick up the three team fouls total for the Eagles so far in the first 5 minutes could be significant as the game goes along and Easton knocks down his first free throw.
Yeah, it looks like we got three subs coming in, and I don't recognize any of these kids from Taylorville that I don't think they played.
So Ross Gawenda, a six-foot junior, he did not. Quincy holds off Lincoln in Quincy, 43-40, just as low scoring a game as, well, you just have to play every time you play Lincoln. Steck knocks down both. 7-point Galesburg lead, full court pressure by the Streaks with those substitutions in. On the right side, this is Colby Deitzman with it. Entry pass, a trap down low, trying to get out of it. Gawenda kicks it out, long three by Smith, and he hits it. He was deep, and he was wide open, and he knocked it down from about 23 feet. Yes. Steck with a stutter step dribble. The kick out, Dominique for three again off the front of the rim. Comes back out to Easton. Second chance for the Streaks. Entry pass, Carter up in traffic. Missed it. Rebound tipped out. Gino's got it for three. Off the back iron twice and then falls into the hands of Dominique, who kicks it out again. Gino drives, gets hammered, and he'll go to the line shooting two, and the Streaks active on the boards again.
I absolutely love it, partner.
I'm counting them up really quickly. I've got eight rebounds already.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
5.5 minutes into the game. Eight rebounds to four for Rantoul. Setting the tone for this game here with the Streaks up early. And Gino back to the free throw line where he missed two earlier, but he hits the first one here.
Much more confident stroke there that time from Gino.
5-point Galesburg lead. Four of the five starters have scored. Jackson Crock sibbing in for his first action. Rebound misses left, and it's Easton who comes up with a rebound. Down the right side of the lane, Gino gets attacked again, and he can't get the shot down. It falls off, but he's going to shoot two free throws.
A reach-in
foul by Connor Smith now.
Oh, that's huge there.
So two on Smith, two on Atkins, and one on Kyron Martin. And those are the three most significant Rantoul players, especially with the injury to McElmurray. Back to the line, Gino. Misses again, 1-for-5.
Gino's just struggling from the line. Doesn't look real confident there. That one stroke, he was real confident, but the other four, he's just been not real confident shooting the basketball.
Get some knees into it, Gino. 62% on the season. That
much
one looked
better.
Good.
Much better.
6-point Galesburg lead. Streaks trap on the inbound. Dominique bats it out of bounds.
I love the hustle. I love the way we're playing right now. Playing
just
with
came
the
out
purpose.
Of the backside. And they're going to keep the full court pressure on. Inbounds left side to Smith. Passes away before the trap can collapse on him. Gawenda gets it across midcourt. Now to the right side, Martin on the wing. He'll be guarded by Nolan Carl. Calling over for some defense. Nolan wasn't at Taylorville, so Rantoul's first opportunity to see him. And he forces a miss by Martin. And Dominique chases down the rebound. A career-high 6 boards in the first game, and he's got 2 here early in the first quarter. Ian drives, dishes.
Pass.
Sibbing passes up the 3. Steps inside the arc off the back of the rim. Rebound. Streaks trying to tie up Zeus Brundage, and then he throws it away. Zeus Brundage, we talked about at Taylorville with that great name, but
great
he never
name.
Got in against us.
The best
actually,
name.
He did get in, but he got in very, very briefly.
Yep.
So 4 Rantoul turnovers, and the Streaks continue to attack.
But like you said, partner, that was probably the best name. Oh, what a play
entry
by Houston
pass,
Stack.
Sibbing to Stack, who catches while in the air and banks it in from the low post.
You've got to be some kind of an athlete to be able to do that.
8-point Galesburg lead. Rantoul throws it into the front court. They have a man under the basket. Now they throw it behind him, and Martin has to chase it out to the wing. 15-7, long three by Smith. Wow. He hits it again.
We
maybe a step
him.
Farther back than the one he hit a moment ago.
Yeah, you can't lose him on the offensive end. We got to find him every single time.
He has 8 of Rantoul's 10, and the Streaks lead is 5 with a minute to go in the opening quarter. Dominique at the volleyball line, drives in from the left side, the kick out, the fake by Nolan Carl, drives in, can't get the shot to fall off, rebound off a Rantoul player into the hands of Colby Deitzman, who outlets. The drive, pull up in the high post, fading to the right side, falls off the rim, and the rebound, it's Brundage, the kick out three, good by Deitzman. And just like that, Rantoul right back into the game, down 2. Final 35 seconds of the opening quarter. Dominique up the near side. to the right, now crosses over left, floats it in the lane with the right hand and in. He's got five. Streaks on top by four, 17-13, and another batting out of bounds on the entry pass on the inbound for Rantoul. They'll hang on to it on the end line. Now the Streaks will back it off into the half court.
I think Chad just called out box. Yep, I think they're going to go box one here on Connor Smith.
Saw that quite a bit in the first game against one of the more talented players for Chicago, Comer. And they were able to hold him down after he got off to a hot start.
Yeah, that adjustment Chad made to go to the box and one was, I feel like, one of the biggest differences in the game.
10 seconds to go. Merrill back into the game. Goes to the left side. Pulls up. They go back door down to Atkins. Drives. Reverse layup up and in with the right hand. Got it up and in inside of Nolan Carl. And the Streaks can't get it in to get off any kind of a final shot. So Streaks get off to a lead. Rantoul comes back just like last time. Galesburg by two at the end of one. 17-15 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Need a little help marketing your home? How about pictures on a well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Galesburg.info? Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
The spotters are out looking for the WGIL button. Be sure you're wearing yours, like Bob Hatch of Galesburg, who won $65 when he was spotted. See a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Binowitz, Jason Wessel, Sam Satiski here. 17-15 Galesburg. Rantoul with the ball. Final game of the Martin Luther King Classic here at Thiel Gym. On the right side, dribble drive, Jackson Atkins goes in too deep. The kick out, Merrill from the corner for three. Missed it. Rebound, and the Streaks have to fight off each other. It's Clary who's able to box out and control for Galesburg, trying to build on a two-point lead here. Left side, Dominique on the elbow. He's going to pull it back out. Works his way up to the top of the arc. Right side, Keith back into the game, has it. Dribbles a couple times, hands off to Gino. Williams looking over the defense, reverses directions, uses a Keith screen, drives in, can't get the bank shot, finish. Scramble for it. Steck with a rebound, out to Ian for three again.
Beautiful.
Dominique with eight in the early going. 20-15 Galesburg. They get the first bucket of the second quarter.
Easton's got three offensive rebounds already in the game.
That's all of his rebounds, right?
Yes,
that's all I've got him for.
All three offensive rebounds.
All offensive. Love it. First minute gone here in the second quarter. Merrill around a screen. Little hesitation dribble down the lane. Too high off the backboard. Misses the shot. And the rebound, Clary, who's got five in the game here in the early going. Galesburg up five, 20-15. Quick pass down low to Jace Keith. Fouled from behind by Colby Deitzman. His first, Rantoul's sixth team foul.
Streak shooting free throws the rest of the way here in the first half.
After this. So 6:42 to go. Gina will pull the trigger from the left of his own basket. Brundage sits down. Merrill gets a break for Rantoul. They get Bryce Shokin back into the game. Justin Merrill is in as well. Gino on the trigger on the inbound, up high to Easton. Outside the lane, kicks it out. Can Ian do it again? Not this time. Rebound batted around and chased down on the far side. It'll be Shokin who controls for Rantoul.
Yeah, Ian had a good look there, just couldn't knock it down.
Under 6.5 to go for the half. 5-point Galesburg lead. The dribble drive, backing his way in. Spin move to the basket. And it's Atkins who finishes it off. I thought he'd gotten too deep and was almost playing a little out of control, but he was able to control it enough and finish it off.
Yeah, he had a nice little spin move once Carter bodied him up and used the left hand to finish.
Ian cut off in the lane, dribbles all the way down into the lane, floats it up and in, and Ian is active attacking the basket just as we saw him do in the early game.
Ian is very active here in the early going. I love it.
He's got double digits already with 10. The crossover dribble by Smith. Fires it into the left corner. Tyler Merrill for three. Missed it. High rebound. Comes down into the hands of Gino. Gets out of the lane with it. One on two. Left side. Layup.
That a baby, Gino.
got it up and in with a finger roll with a right hand, and he took it coast to coast. A little hesitation move on the opposite side. Smith to the baseline. Fadeaway jumper hit. A tough shot.
That's the shot he hit down at Taylorville to pretty much ice the game. And that's a tough shot for anybody, and let alone a sophomore. I mean, that's just big-time basketball.
Timeout on the floor by Rantoul. Getting back within five here. 24-19, 5:29 to play in the opening quarter, in the opening half.
And Rantoul's playing a dangerous game with leaving Smith and Atkins in here with two fouls. Streaks need to attack both of them and try to draw a third on them.
Well, the Streaks have definitely been in attack mode, so I don't see any problem with that philosophy the way this game has started here. See, we've got, as we said, Dominique in double figures with 10 already. Clary has 5 rebounds. Steck, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Gino has 6 points, 3 rebounds. I mean, it has been that team effort that you talked about, Jason, in the pregame, and it's continued here in the nightcap. Williams will inbound.
Let's have a good possession here. Be patient. Get a bucket.
Don't see any significant changes, at least defensively off the bat, for Rantoul coming out of that 30-second timeout. Here's Steck with it on the far wing. Dribbles it back up top. Open Dominique from a set screen. Hits it again from the outside. He's got the hot hand going with 3 three-pointers, and Galesburg leads by 8.
He's been close to breaking out. He's due for a big one.
A dribble drive and a finish by Atkins. They just gave him enough room to find his way down and through the lane, and he was able to get to the low blocks to cut the lead to 6.
Yeah, I think the Streaks got caught in between defenses there. I think they were trying to switch to man, and a couple players were still in the boxing one.
Easton could tell as soon as he let that one go from the left wing was going to be off the mark, and Connor Smith rebounds for Rantoul. Smith has it. He's going to pull up for another long three. Ooh, that one looked good, but it was off the front of the rim, and Clary rebounds for his 6th of the game. Ian's going to bring it across midcourt, into the hands, up court to Gino. Swing it around to the right side. Open look, Keith down low to Easton. Puts it up and in.
Beautiful
with the right
basketball. Hand. Just great basketball by the Streaks there.
Easton got position on the low blocks and a quick release. Getting it up from the hip. 8-point Galesburg lead. Here's a trap on the far side. The kick out to Shokin up top. Spin move on the bounce down the right side of the lane to Martin. A lot
Carter.
Of contact. Misses the shot. Rebound chased down by Keith. Here's Gino pulling up. Left to the top of the arc. Right side to Jace, and he got bumped by Shokin, and that's the first foul on him, but it puts Rantoul over the limit just past the 4-minute mark of quarter number 2. Sophomores fell tonight 42-38. Very active, physical, up-tempo, an energetic game here we've seen between these two teams, who I think both come on with a chip on their shoulder against...
I think you're right there.
About
Connor.
Each other in that war we had down at Taylorville to wrap up the tournament. And Keith hits the first free throw. 9-point Galesburg lead, 30-21. Moline, Rocky, and Quincy have all won King weekend games that are in the books and final. And the Streaks here now lead by 10 on the 2 Jace Keith free throws, 31-21.
Yeah, JK15 looking really confident there at the free throw line.
His first points of the game. All the starters have scored now. To the left side, it's Smith trying to go around. Gino does in from the left side. He attacks and scores.
Yeah, this Connor Smith, he's the real deal. I mean, he's he can play.
He's got 12 to lead all scorers so far. I'm sorry, Ian has 13. Here's Jace going in for a dunk.
Jumanji.
The man went for a steal on the opposite side. It was a little soft, but he got it down, and Jace answers with a 4-point streak of his own.
I'm telling you, Jace Keith is one of the sneakiest good athletes I think I've ever seen. He just doesn't look the part, and he can jump.
Zeus Brundage trying to set a slip screen. On the top it goes to Martin. Spin move in the lane. A little bit out of control, but he controls it enough to get the shot off. And it's 33-25. Galesburg's lead is 8. Rantoul with a quick answer. Under 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Gino across midcourt, going man-to-man. Keith on the right side. Now with another wing. We got an illegal screen set away from the ball.
Wow.
And that'll be a turnover on the Streaks. Only their 4th of the game and just their 1st this quarter with 2:48 to play before halftime.
There's been a lot worse contact out here than that. And, you know, that's a tough call to go against Carter there.
Both team fouls for Galesburg in this game belong to Carter Clary. So that's a concern.
Yeah, he has to go to the bench. Human Swiss Army knife, Nolan Carl comes in.
4 points, 6 rebounds for Clary. Near steal by Gino. That's going to free up Smith for another three. Missed it this time, and Gino attacks all the way back to chase down the rebound. So a good recovery, and he takes it all the way in from the left
and
side.
One.
And one. He got fouled going in from the left side, got to the low blocks. He was hit on the way from the backside and a chance at a three-point play.
I love when Gino Williams is playing downhill. He opens up everything for everybody else because the defense is going to have to collapse every time he attacks, and that's going to just open up shooters. And the way Ian's shooting the basketball tonight, that could be a problem for Rantoul.
And he hits the free throw. 36-25, Galesburg's biggest lead now at 11. Still not sure who they called the foul. Oh, there we go. It was on Brundage. Took a long time to get it on the scoreboard. The kick out right, Jokin for three. Off the back iron, long rebound chased down, and it's a battle between Carl and Brundage, and who touched it last going out of bounds on the far side. It's Galesburg's ball.
Team rebound, Galesburg.
So I love the fact that Galesburg, especially after how aggressive and confident they played in the first game, they are not letting Rantoul get into their heads and batter them around in this game.
Looks like Rantoul's going 2-3, partner.
2 minutes to go in the half. And Easton Steck looks over to the court. Mm-hmm. Here's a quick three from the corner. Ian hits it again. He's
Mr.
got four
ID.
In the half.
Mr. ID.
14 is the Galesburg lead. Ian Dominique with 16 points on 4 three-pointers, and now a turnover. Smith dropped the ball. Gino picks it up and has his pocket picked by Merrill. Leads to the other direction, and a layup by Smith. And the Streaks miss an opportunity there to keep the crowd engaged. The lead is down 12-12. Keith, lob out high. Steck saves it over to Dominique. Now he's doubled up very quickly. Now gets it back. Steps up. Can he do it again? Yes!
Oh, my dear God.
4 for 5 in the corner. Timeout Silver Streaks, 42-27. Dominique is lighting it up. He's dominant with 19 in the first half.
What a great start. I mean, we got 42 points here in the first half, partner.
Ian Dominique, 5 for 6 from the field in the second quarter alone, including 4 for 5 from three-point range, 5 for 8 behind the arc. And boy, have we waited all season for this game.
We've been waiting all year for this. I've been saying it for 2 months now. He's on the verge of breaking out, and it's finally come to him.
And this team is just getting more and more energized.
I love it.
Rantoul doing everything they can just to hang into the game, and the Streaks have the foot on the gas, cooking with gas here. And, I mean, just they are fueling themselves to a big first half here. But it's only one half, and a minute 12 still to go here in this second quarter.
You said that right.
Tyler Merrill will bring it across midcourt. Dominique will pick him up there. To the right side, Brundage. Aiden Almaguer into the game. Brundage tries to go around him, and Aiden got caught kind of in between, as you were talking about earlier, and just started to defend with his hands a little bit and got his hands out there for his first foul.
Got to slide the feet.
Minute to go, but Streaks have fouls to give, only their third team foul. So it forces Rantoul to inbound and reset their offense. Smith throws it into the backcourt for Merrill, who will bring it across now. Tyler Merrill, a 5'10 junior, man-to-man against Ian Dominique. Brundage looks back door, now backing his way into the dribble to the free throw line. Kick out left side over to Kyron Martin. Guarded by Steck now with Clary on the bench with two fouls. Down to 40 seconds to go for the half. Smith just holding the ball. Now he'll start the dribble with Gino.
Are they holding for one shot down 15?
Yeah, they might be, unless they can get an open look. On the right side, Brundage skips it back up top. Jokin almost didn't see it going behind him. He's guarded by Keith with 26 seconds to go. Merrill has it now, guarded by Dominique. Pass it back up top to Brundage. Right side it goes to Jokin. On a little couple of screens, but Gino fights through him. Smith still with a dribble in the midcourt circle. 14 seconds to go.
What a baby, Gino.
Here comes the crowd trying to fuel the defense even more. Open look from the corner. Merrill airballs it. Keith with a weak side rebound. Streaks have time for a final shot. Here's Dominique, the man of the hour. He lost the handle on the dribble in the lane. And Easton picked up the ball in the middle of the lane. He thought he got fouled on the hands coming up with it. So the Streaks don't get off a final shot, but what a half for the Silver Streaks.
That's as good a half as we played all year, partner.
We're starting to say that more and more often.
And it's a good thing.
And I'm loving it.
It's a very good thing.
42-17, Galesburg scores 25 in the second quarter and leads by 15 at the break. Team stats, individual scoring, and a word with a coaching staff that I think has to be pretty darn happy right now. But again, 16 minutes still to play. But the streak's on top by 15 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for healthcare that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
If it's time to sell your car, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book buying center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Come into Yem today, get paid today. Get cash up front toward your trade and drive away happy. From Yem, your Kelley Blue Book buying center, North Henderson Street, Galesburg. Visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Totally changed my life.
It's amazing.
I don't have any cravings.
You want to quit, but have found it impossible? This is the thing for you.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain. For only $49.99, become a non-smoker. Register now at galesburg.info, keyword stop smoking.
I have absolutely no craving. It's the darndest thing I have ever seen in my life.
Sunday, February 5th at the Best Western Prairie Inn in Galesburg. Stop Smoking Seminar, 2 p.m. Registration at 1:30.
It's not for entertainment. It's for results.
Do it. It works, period.
You've tried everything else. You need to come and try this.
Don't just cut down, but stop smoking once and for all. Sunday, February 5th at the Best Western Prairie Inn in Galesburg. Seminar, 2 p.m. Registration at 1:30. Get all the details at galesburg.info. Keyword, stop smoking.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels, Sam Sadisky, who will fill us in on stats here in a moment. There's this crazy rumor going around, Jason, that Ian Dominique can shoot threes like crazy.
He can shoot it a little bit, can he?
I think we're finding out. We know it's there, but boy, he's got that rhythm. He's got that stroke that we have been waiting. How about a 19-point first half for the Streaks junior shooting guard?
That's a season high, I think, and he did it in a half.
He had 20.
Oh, he did have 20.
He had 20 in a game.
Right. That's right.
DeKalb, maybe?
Yep.
DeKalb. So, now, the key is, keep it going.
Keep it going. Yeah, you can't be content with this. You got to attack. Keep attacking. And I think that's what happened to us down in Taylorville. We got a little content with the 19-3 lead at that point. And they don't look content right now. They look like they're going to keep playing and keep attacking.
Our halftime statistics brought to you by Yam Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. And for those halftime numbers, here comes Sam Sadisky. I think we're going to like a lot what we have to hear from you right now.
Sam, I am.
Yes, sir.
Currently from the field, we're 15 for 25, shooting 60%.
Well,
Rantoul?
Rantoul. Can't pronounce that for some reason. Well, Rantoul's 12 for 27, shooting 44%. From the three-point line, we're 5 for 11, shooting 45%. Rantoul is 2 for 11, 18%. From the free throw line, we're 7 for 11, shooting 63%. Rantoul has not attempted a free throw. We have 18 rebounds, and they have 9, and we both have 5 turnovers.
What, Jason, what do you think is most key for the Silver Streaks here in the second half? Because I remember Mike Reynolds would often say, you know, there'd be games where we'd go and, you know, it would be a struggle. And, you know, he would say, you know, shooting cures a lot of ills. If you shoot well, you'll look great whether you really feel like you played that great or not. So let's go beyond just continue to shoot the ball well, because that is, for a high school team, that is an extraordinary half shooting the ball.
That was as good as we've shot it all year so far.
It's got to be more than that.
It's got to be more. You can't let up. You know, you don't, like you said earlier, keep the foot on the gas. Keep it going. Don't let up. And continue to attack. I mean, they're having trouble stopping Gino getting to the rim, and it's opening up the three-point shooting. Easton's doing a great job distributing also. He's got 4 assists. Just keep playing how we're playing. Don't let up.
All right, we're going to have you head down and get a word with Eric Thompson, find out what they think the key to the second half is. Gelsberg on top by 15 at the break, 42-27. Back with more from Thiel Gym on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There are lots of reasons why you would want to make healthier lifestyle changes. Maybe you've had a health scare. Maybe you just want to make sure you're still able to get down on the floor and play with your grandkids. Whatever the reason, there's no better time to start than right now. This is Carrie McCants from OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Losing weight is never easy, and it gets a lot harder after you turn 50. That's why we're adding a 50 and older category for our Commit to Fit challenge this year. Together with the Knox County YMCA and Galesburg.info, Commit to Fit is a free community wellness challenge to help you watch what you're eating, get you moving, and keep you motivated. There's cash and other prizes up for grabs, too. So if you're over 50 and you're ready to lose weight, ready to feel better and just get healthier, let's do it together. To learn more and to register, go to galesburg.info, keyword commit to fit.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Chris McIntyre with WGIL. FC Galesburg Trivia Night coming up Saturday, January 21st at the Knights of Columbus Hall at 1556 East Fremont Street in Galesburg. $120 for teams of up to 10 people. Food, drinks, and alcohol available for purchase. For more details on this or other events, check out our community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Tune in for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show weekdays at 11 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at the old gym. Here's Jason.
I'm here with Coach Eric Thompson. Coach, that was probably as good a first half as we played all season. And I don't think you can say enough about Ian Dominique. We've been waiting all year. And finally, the breakout has come, I think.
Yeah, he's held himself to a really high standard since the end of last season. So you love to see him breaking out like this because he's someone who puts the work in, so you love to see him get rewarded for it. We're hoping that he continues that in the second half. Obviously, they're probably going to guard him a little bit differently than they did in the first half. That just means that someone else is going to be open, right? Maybe Carter breaks out, maybe Gino, maybe Easton. Someone else is going to, you know, break out Jace Keith with the baseline dunk, right? I mean, we're at next level that we've been looking to get at and kind of get over that hump.
What do we need to do to continue this level of play that we're playing at right now?
Show everyone in the gym and everyone listening that we can do it for 32 minutes.
That's what I'm talking about, Coach. See you next time.
Yes, sir.
Thanks to Eric Thompson as well. Our halftime coaches interview always halftime, brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Western Big Six team scores from their play today. Moline defeated East St. Louis 77-53. Rock Island over Peoria Notre Dame 45-34. The Streaks will play the Irish in a couple of weeks over at Peoria Manual at the shootout there. And Quincy rallied back late to defeat Lincoln 43-40. Silver Streak sophomores lost earlier prior to this game to Rantoul 42-38. Individual scoring in the first half, Connor Smith 14 to lead the Eagles, 8 for Jackson Adkins. So 22 of the 27 points belong to those two players. 3 for Colby Deitzman, 2 for Kyron Martin. 3 players each have 2 rebounds. For the Silver Streaks, as we talked about, Dominique with 19. Then we go Gino Williams with 9, Easton Steck 6, Carter Clary and Jace Keith each with four. Clary is the streak's leading rebounder with six. Ready to start the second half. Galesburg ball. Dominique will inbound as Dave Hasley calls over Gino Williams, and they share a word of some sort. We're ready to get the second half underway. Can the streaks build on what they did in the first half and keep the pedal to the metal? Gino to the right side. Up top. Is Ian going to do it again to start off? Yes, he does. Oh, he's got a career high 22, and we just started the second half. Galesburg by 18.
Somebody better call the fire department.
Up top, Merrill to the right side. Atkins into the lane, and a charge called. Steck draws the offensive foul. And it's not Gino who draws the charge. It's somebody else. And you'll love to see that, too, because if the rest of the team is buying in that way.
Yes, sir.
So six turnovers in the game on Rantoul. Third foul of the game on Jackson Atkins. And Easton will bring it across midcourt where Atkins will pick him up. Fading to the right side of the wing, crosses over to the left. Tries to feed it to the inside. It's deflected. Ball on the floor. Keith gets to it. Gets it to Carter. Out to Ian. Around his man. Pull-up jumper. Circles in and out. That thing did everything but go down. On a night like this, how does he miss? Tyler Merrill the rebound. Back comes Rantoul down 18. Into Martin, who's tried to go in the up and under on Keith. Missed it. Steck out with the rebound. Pushing it. Into the front court. And a got called for carrying the ball across half court. He had Gino out in front of him. If he could have controlled that pass and gotten it away, Gino likely would have had an easy lay-in. But the Streaks turn it over. They're six of the game.
Got to continue to play at this pace. Keep the pressure on. Keep the gas. Keep the foot on the pedal. On the gas. All of it. All of the above.
Quite an active start to the third quarter already. Just continuing on with that trend in the first half. All this action we've already seen. We've just now played a minute.
I'm telling you.
Tyler Merrill to the right side. Connor Shokin stops on the wing, gets it back behind him to Atkins. Kyler Martin and Connor Smith also in. Pull-up jumper by Atkins in the lane off the back iron. Gino in a little better position than Steck to come up with a rebound. And he'll walk it across midcourt.
Love the defense by Easton Steck on that play.
Minute 20 gone here in the third quarter, just starting the second half. Galesburg leading by 18 on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Keith fakes a three, drives up with the left hand, threw it over the rim. Rebound, Clary, got hit on the way back up, recovers, puts it up off the back iron. Now he gets it again, dribbles, kick out. Ian won't get off a three this time, passes it left side to Steck. Over to Keith, back on the baseline. Trying to post up Shokin, he'll pull it back out. Now up top, Gino. Entry pass, Carter, drop step, up and in. Streaks out four shots at it. And they lead by 20. 47-27. I'll never catch up with all those stats. You guys are going to have to help catch up after what transpired there. Rantoul still looking for its first score of the second half. The long three won't go down this time by Smith. Carter with a rebound. Ian driving in from the right side. Teardrop up and in. He just keeps adding on. 24 now, and the streak's lead is 22.
The junior is having a game. Mr. ID, Ian Dominique.
49-27. The push off, and there's a charge called by Smith. His third. Seventh Rantoul turnover. He got the elbow out. Oh, wait. We've got officials talking it over. They want to confer. And Smith is standing at the free throw line like he's anticipating free throws. Yep, Dave Hasley just came over and said, no, it's a charge.
Somebody got a technical.
Yep, you're right.
Gino Williams.
So Gino got called for the technical. So that's why Connor Smith is standing at the free throw line.
And that's a personal too, right?
Yep. And the first team foul on the streaks in the second half. And Smith, after picking up his third foul, goes to the line and the free throw. So I don't know if Gino must have said something. I don't know if out of excitement or enthusiasm.
Him and Connor Smith have been jawing at each other the whole game. A lot of chatter going on. Chad's going to sit him down, let him cool off for a second.
Now we're going to have to count it as a turnover, too, because it gives the ball back after Smith got called for the offensive foul. He does miss the second free throw. So Shokin on the right wing. Up top it goes to Martin. Looking, passes it back behind him to Merrill. Trying to work around a screen by Martin. Pulls up at the free throw line, blocked by Keith, and Jace pulls down the rebound. Just a lot of length. Merrill really never had a chance to get that one off. There's Dominique on the left side, 5 minutes to play. Third quarter. Carter at the top of the arc, looking right. Now he's going to try to work around a screen, hands off to Dominique. Carter staying on the outside, just to the right side of the top of the arc.
Mouse in the house.
With a mismatch against Merrill, tries to dribble against him. Yep, and he poked it away, but Steck chased it down. Feeds it into the corner to Keith. Streak's patient in this half-court set. Jackson Kroc-Sibbing in with Gino on the bench right now. Dribbles to the right side, goes around Merrill, got a screen, but he couldn't hit the runner. Under the basket, Martin with the rebound. And a quick feed down low, and they find Shokin from the left low blocks with a quick basket and a quick timeout by Ryan Parker. So that makes it 49-30. Things have quieted down here a little bit. Things have quieted down here a little bit in the third quarter. Streaks don't want to give up any momentum. Rantoul trying to capitalize on it. 4:29 to go in a full timeout. Eagles, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The WGIL button spotter saw Albert Roddle of Galesburg wearing the gray WGIL button, and he won $75 on the spot. See a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
By the book anyway, so...
4:29 to play here in the third quarter. We're debating here because the scoreboard is showing Galesburg on top 50-30. We think it's 49-30. We're comparing notes in our scorebook. And
Rantoul coming out in the 1-2-2 press here.
As Jason was saying, it only matters what the scorebook says, not what the scoreboard says. Streaks break that press easily. Here's Ian all the way to the left side, stops and traveled with it. We could see it coming. He got all the way down to the left low blocks, and then he put on the brakes, but he dragged his pivot foot, and that's eight turnovers. Three in the second half of the first 3.5 minutes after just five the entire first half. Selective pace, as Chad Thompson talks about. Here's Shokin passing up the three, steps inside the arc, short on the 18-footer. Steck with a rebound, outlets to Steck, or rather Keith, and he didn't see it. Streaks turn it over. Martin in the lane, gets up and fouled by Steck. So a sloppy turnover by Galesburg after a big rebound on a miss by Shokin. And then Easton lobbed it out to Keith, who wasn't looking for it, and that allows Rantoul to get right back into the free throw line.
And you know, one of my keys to the game was rebounding as a team. Gino's got five. Ian's got two. Easton's got five. Jason's got five. And Carter's got eight.
First foul of the game on Steck. Martin misses the free throw.
Nolan Carl in for Jace Keith.
So Streaks have gone too deep on the bench here in this second game of the day, coming off the late night trip, which wasn't as late as it often is coming home from Quincy. But with this high energy game, playing with the guys who brung you, as the saying goes.
Yes, sir.
So 49-31 is what we're calling it, despite what the scoreboard says. 18-point Galesburg lead. Sibbing right corner, hits a three on a feed from Ian Dominique. And the freshman is in the books for the Silver Streaks, and Galesburg gets the lead back to 21.
GCS has shot the ball pretty well today.
Little dribble drive to the left side. Martin trying to feed in on Clary. Shot goes in and out. Rebound Dominique for his third board of the game. Tough luck shot by Martin. Streaks aren't crying about it, though. Steck for three from the corner. He
Let's
hits!
Go.
And the Streaks are firing on all cylinders, up 24. 55-31, first basket of the second half for Steck, who has nine. Martin on the inside, going against Carter, spin move to the left, shoots over him, Carter held his ground, and Nolan going up for the rebound, got held from behind. Jackson Adkins locked him up with the elbow, and that's going to be his fourth.
Uh-oh, he's got to come out.
3:18 to go. Credit Nolan with a rebound, which he never had an opportunity to actually grab. Streaks have to take it the length of the court against this 1-2-2 Rantoul zone press. Feed into the front court to Steck. Right in front of his coach on the left side. Carter, spin move in the lane.
Keep your arms down, Carter.
Kicks it out to Dominique. Gets it back from Carl. Backing his way in.
Oh,
post up. Feeding to Jackson in from the left side. And Sibbing with a great assist on the interior pass from Clary. 57-31 streaks.
That's just a great pass by Carter, posting up and caught JCS cutting on the baseline, and just what a beautiful dime.
Martin with a head and shoulder fake got Clary to bite on it enough and then went for the up and under and finished it off. 57-33.
Kyron Martin is doing the same thing. He's already taken four shots and then a couple free throws.
Easton all the way in for the left side. Oh, Rantoul never came over to try to stop him, and Easton took it all the way.
Yeah, I was getting to the point that Kyron Martin did the same thing down in Taylorville. He tried to do way more in the second half than he did in the first half.
11 in the game for Steck. Streak's lead is 26, 59-33. A quick three by Smith, top of the arc, missed it. What a box out by Nolan Carl, backing his man up Gawenda. Now Carl takes it all the way in from the right side. He faked the pass. The defense bit and split, and it left Nolan wide open down the lane.
A human Swiss Army knife.
And he took it coast to coast after a great box out on the miss. The kick out into the corner. Gawenda to answer for three. Side rim off the mark. Martin rebound put back up over Clary, who was holding his position. And they're going to say Kyron Martin. I thought he initiated the contact, but they're going to call it on Clary, so that's his third.
Yeah, he's just way busier here in the second half. Speaking of Martin, he did the same thing down at Taylorville. Just didn't do much in the first half and become way more active in the second half.
First one up and in. He's got 4 points, six for the game. 61-34, Silver Streaks. Minute 49 to play. Second went up, and he made them both. Rantoul didn't shoot a free throw in the first half. They're 4-for-6 here in the second half. Full timeout, Galesburg leading by 26 with a minute 49 to play in the third quarter on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When they walk in the door here and they go, I remember our kids went to school together, and it's so nice to see a familiar face to help me with this. So those relationships go all through the community.
Todd Ettinger co-owns Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home with Alan Palmer and Carrie Walters. They're your neighbors and the familiar faces you need when it's time to say goodbye.
Strong community is so very important for all of us.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Minute 49 to go in the third quarter. 26-point Galesburg lead, 61-35. Full timeout by Rantoul. Coaching staff for the Silver Streaks. Brady Landis, Eric Thompson, and BJ Dietrich all standing outside the huddle, talking amongst themselves while Chad Thompson and Steve Hawkins lead the discussion. And Chad had the clipboard out, so that wasn't a motivational talk. He was drawing up X's and O's in that timeout.
Yes.
Dominique, Steck, Keith, Carl, and Sibbing on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Steck in the backcourt working against this three-quarter court press, which Streaks break easily.
Ooh.
Dominique on the left side. Now up top, Keith. Between the legs with the dribble, right side over to Nolan. Into the right corner, Sibbing, who has 5 points in this third quarter. Passes to Keith, who runs into his man. A lot of contact, no foul. The kick out into the corner, Dominique. Thought about the three, but he passed it up. Streaks looking for a better shot. Sibbing drives, dribbles it out of bounds on the baseline.
Yeah, Jackson's trying to attack there. He just got a little overzealous there and turned it over.
Defender used his body to use the baseline as well as an additional defender, and Jackson got caught in an area where he couldn't do much and ended up turning it over.
Yeah, you go baseline, you better have it. That's just another defender there.
On the right side on the wing, Gawenda. Out of the right side, here's Kyron Martin backing his way in. Spin move to the left. Missed the runner. Rebound, Keith. Carl defended him pretty well. Martin still got a decent look at it, but couldn't finish. Under a minute to go, third quarter. 26-point Galesburg lead. Sibbing to the free throw line. The dish out. Ian for three. Hit it again! He's got 8 in the quarter. 27 for the game, and the Streaks' lead is 29. Been a while since he'd taken a shot, but he didn't cool off at all.
Not at all.
Steck guarding Smith on the right wing. Between the legs with a dribble down low. Passes it back up top to Jaden Rice into the game for Rantoul. Final 28 seconds. Trying to get around. Smith driving behind the legs with a dribble, and he throws it right to Nolan Carl. Nolan leading a 3-on-1. Tries to go left. Blocking foul. Basket is good and one.
Yeah, baby Nolan.
Nolan faked right with the shoulder and went left. for his fourth point. The fourth Rantoul team foul is the first foul on Ross Gawenda. We've got a 31-point Galesburg lead with 19 seconds to go in the third quarter.
We've got a chance for running clock here.
That's what I'm thinking. The Silver Streaks led by 15 at the break. We talked, Eric Thompson talked, keep the foot on the gas, keep pressing, keep pushing, and boy, have the Streaks done that. And they may end up with a running clock in time to start the fourth quarter, up 32 now on the free throw by Carl with 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. In the midcourt circle, Smith steals a look up at the clock, guarded by Steck. Works his way left, looks at the clock again with 4.5, shoots a 30-footer off the rim, falls off, rebound, tip up and in by Jaden Rice. It's going to count, but the Streaks' lead is 30 going to the fourth quarter. We're going to have a running clock from Thiel Gym in the final game of the Martin Luther King Classic when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
One time I went over to the cities and, oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh. Fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Running clock in the fourth quarter. Streaks up 30 on Rantoul, 67-37. Here's a near steal. It is a steal. Dominique takes it away from Rice. The layup at the other end. He's got 29. Leave him in, Coach Thompson. Let him get 30. It's a career night for Ian Dominique. No question who our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is tonight. He rebounds the miss at the other end. Keith at the other end. Misses the flying layup. Clary with a putback up and in. And he's got his double-double with his 10th rebound now. 71-37 Streaks. That comes Rantoul down to the low baseline. Smith a turnaround jumper. Short. Clary with a rebound. Into the front court. Ian for three. Did again. In and out. Oh. And off the rim. I thought it might pop straight up and drop straight down, but it came into the hands of Martin. Quick jumper from the corner. Smith airballs it. Jackson Crock-Sibbing on the weak side for the rebound. Gets it over to Dominique. Minute gone here in the fourth quarter. At what point does Chad Thompson start to bring starters out of the game?
Yeah, you'd think it'd be here pretty soon.
Entry pass to Clary. Got knocked away. Still recovers fans. It. Puts it up and in.
Intuitiveness again.
73-37, we got a palindrome score, and what a palindrome score it is, up 36.
That's a tough one to get.
As the Streaks have nearly doubled up Rantoul, the drive in, Connor Smith, I don't know what he was doing, just throwing the ball over his shoulder, and the rebound to Jaden Rice, and Carter reached in and fouled him. Connor Smith drove in from the left side, got to the other side of the basket, and just, without even looking, just threw the ball up behind him toward the basket.
Got caught a little bit there in no man's land. I don't think he had any other choice but to try to throw it up there and hope it goes in.
Well, he could have dribbled on out and brought it all the way around again.
But,
in a 30-plus point game, I guess, why pick nits, right?
Yes, sir.
First free throw up and in by Jaden Rice, who's got three all in the second half. 73-38. And here comes Steck out. And here goes Clary out. The Streaks followed up an impressive performance earlier today with an even more impressive one tonight. And, boy, have we waited all season to see this back-to-back kind of energy level by Galesburg.
Yes, we have, partner.
Second free throw misses. Attempted dunk on the putback won't go. And Keith gets the rebound. Nearly has his pocket pick. Now does have the steal. Rantoul back the other direction. Atkins with the basket and the foul. Atkins is the one who got a hand on the rebound and tried to dunk the missed free throw through, and then he picked Keith's pocket for the steal, got the basket. That's his first point of the second half. And he's in double figures with 10 now with the clock winding. The lead was 30 at the start of the fourth quarter, so the clock runs. And the free throw by Atkins up and in. And what a turnaround from the game that the Silver Streaks played at Rantoul, and how that loss to Rantoul at the end of the Taylorville tournament fueled this performance here tonight.
Yeah, it's been a revenge game, and they've played like they've had revenge on their mind.
73-41 Galesburg. Dominique, the only starter staying in the game for Galesburg. Here's a floater from the right side, a little bit short. They are trying to get him 30 for the game.
Yeah,
Atkins with the rebound. Takes it all the way the other direction, gets tied up on the way. Well, he had a shot. He missed it. Is he going to come out now? Yep. Here comes Brandon Lewis. And, folks, if you're listening in the gym, or even if you're listening at home, Nope,
Brandon sat down.
Nope, going to wait. Just come to the front of the bench. Just come to the front of the seating area, Brandon. He and Dominique ought to get an enormous round of applause, even from a less than enormous crowd that we're seeing here tonight.
Yes,
but everybody
should.
Ought to put everything into it for him when he comes out of the game. Atkins misses the first free throw. Now Brandon Lewis up.
No, it's not for him.
No, he's coming in for Sibbing. Ian's going to stay on the floor.
Hey, what do you say, B. Lou?
He just got a little hand signal from Chad Thompson. 3:38 to go. Ian keeps looking over to the bench like, am I coming out? You think he's not aware he's at 29? And surely that's why they're leaving him in.
Yeah,
Atkins makes the second free throw. Taylen Davis, left side. Almaguer gets it off to Ian. Works his way to the right side. Pulls up from 15. Hits! Here's his 31. And Chad Thompson looks down and says, okay, Jamal Waters, you're into the game.
Mr. ID has come to play tonight. 31 career high for Ian Dominique.
A domineering night from Ian Dominique. And now he fouls immediately Jaden Rice to get out of the game. And listen to this round of applause.
Good for him. He deserves it. He's worked his butt off all season long. He's had some tough games. He finally broke out tonight.
And no bigger rooting section than his teammates when he comes to the bench. Atkins drives in, gets a tough left-hand shot up and in over Brandon Lewis, and he's just padding points now, 6 in the quarter, 14 for the game.
Oh, Jamal.
The quick feed down low, up and in for Jamal Waters. It looks like he came away, got hit in the head, but he played through contact and finished it off. 77-44, Waters in the scoring books with 2:20 to go.
And a nice pass by A-squared. Aiden found Jamal wide open down below, and he finished.
Now Jamal with a steal. Oh, knocks it loose. Chased down. And he tackles Jaden Rice from the backside.
And Jaden Rice is all of maybe 5'6", 5'7".
Yeah.
He's a younger kid. He's one that the coach said they were going to move up to varsity. And yeah, Jamal 6'2", 175. That's Mr. Rice is going to feel that one tomorrow, I think.
17 fouls on the streak, so Rice will go to the free throw line. Jamal didn't do it on purpose.
No,
it was just a scramble for the loose ball, and then he kind of got off balance because initially he knocked the ball loose, so he was kind of reaching one way, and then the ball got moved another direction, and he got knocked off balance, got tangled up, falling into Rice, and he was the first one in there to say I'm sorry to Rice and help pull him up. Good sportsmanship, 77-45 streaks. Clock continues to roll with a minute 20 to play. Rice with 5, all in the second half for Rantoul. Silver Streaks will get their 7th win of the season with another non-conference game looming on Tuesday when Morton comes to town. And that'll be another battle.
The Potters.
Jackson Hillhouse, left side Almaguer, drives to the free throw line, takes it all the way to the right side, an offensive foul called. So they call that one on Aiden, his second. 12 turnovers on the Streaks. They're going to end up this game with more turnovers than Rantoul. But the statistic we talked about with Chad Thompson in the pregame and the one that we know this team and this program focus on so much, another dominant rebounding performance here tonight by Galesburg. Here's a quick three on the opposite side, missed. Rebound chased down by Waters in the corner. Oh, and then he stepped on the sideline and turns it over. I thought it was better for Jamal to just let that one go out of bounds.
Probably should have let it go. You know, he probably seen that rebound and got us another rebound, though.
Final 20 seconds of the game, with the Streaks rolling through their two Martin Luther King Classic games here. The drive, Knocked out of bounds. Now Rantoul turns it over. That's only their first turnover of the fourth quarter, the way I have it.
Yes.
Eight for the game. Non-factor here, though. Streaks do have to get it inbound, and they do with 7 seconds to go, and they don't have to get it across midcourt. 77,
yeah.
Yeah, we're going to turn it over to Jeff Lamb because he's going to announce the players of the game for the two sides here. Can there be any doubt?
I don't think he's got a tough choice to make.
We're gonna let that just play here on the air. Teams in the shake hands line right now, so they'll get through that, and then he'll make the announcement, and the players will come over to be recognized.
What a successful day for the Streaks today.
A 25-point victory in game one and a 33-point win here in the nightcap. So we're just waiting for the announcements of the players being recognized. Athletic Director Eric Matthews conferring with the public address announcer. Jeff Lamb just making sure he's got the names. All right, here we go.
Number 23, Connor Smith.
Smith finished with 15, only 1 point in the second half. How about for the Streaks, Jeff?
And from the Galesburg Silver Streaks, number 5, Ian Dominique.
Well played game, young man. Game of a lifetime.
Yeah. Streaks will return.
But you know what? We hope not. We hope there's more of those in the future.
Yeah, he's got another year and some change this year. Let's hope there's many more.
Career high 31 for Ian Dominique. Streaks win it big over Rantoul. Post game up next when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minat are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for health care that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow. I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year. Plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is better. back by our promise.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Chris McIntyre with WGIL FC Galesburg Trivia Night coming up Saturday, January 21st at the Knights of Columbus Hall at 1556 East Fremont Street in Galesburg. $120 for teams of up to 10 people. Food, drinks, and alcohol available for purchase. For more details on this or other events, check out our community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy tonight and a low 29. Sunday, partly sunny, a high 43. Cloud Sunday night, a chance of rain after midnight, a low 39. Martin Luther King Day on Monday, cloudy, some rain in 53. Then Monday night, mostly cloudy, a low 37. Cloudy Tuesday, a high 43. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and 41. Right now it's 30 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks win it over Rantoul, 77-46. Second win of the day for Galesburg, 7-15 on the season. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, appreciate you deciding to go ahead and spend a little time with us this time in the post-game. But
there's no cakes this time.
No cheesecake.
Nothing to tempt you away.
No cheesecake this time, so no, we're here.
Hey, I like that number five kid you put out there tonight. He had a game for himself.
He's pretty good. With Ian, he did such a great job for us tonight. There were some things that happened in this game before our game ever happened on the court, some antics and things that went on during the sophomore game that really put our guys in a motor and a mindset to dominate this game. And Ian had a fire in his eye.
He wasn't the only one,
yeah,
but
a
anyway.
Lot of guys. But, you know, you saw that fire in Ian's eye. And when we went back in, when we went about mid-warm-up, I looked right at him and was like, bury him now. And he just nodded his head and went about his business. And you know what's so great about Ian is he does it without speaking. Yeah. He's not a taunter. He's not anything. He gets hyped for himself and his teammates, but he just goes out and beats you the right way. And this is that super hardworking Ian paying off that he has earned this. It's all earned. Nothing's been given to him. He's a 5'8" guard that worked his butt off to make a varsity roster as a sophomore and changed some games. And now he got the night that I know he's been deserving of and he's been desiring.
Well, and here's what I feel like in terms of kind of putting the whole day in perspective of how this team, I mean, just one play after another, nice. After another, we got that snowball going down the hill. And, I mean, we had a major avalanche by the time this game was over in terms of how they just fed off each other. And that energy that you've been talking about and wanting from them just created more and more energy as it went along. It was exciting to see.
Absolutely. You know, the energy started when Jay Stroh baseline dunked it.
Yep.
They winked at his girlfriend in the crowd. He thought I didn't catch it. I saw it, and his girlfriend knows I saw it too. It all started when he drove baseline and dunked that ball. That was a stud play, a play that we had been waiting for from him too, because he dunked one down in Taylorville. And mm-hmm. We don't care about dunks, but we've all played basketball. We understand the excitement of a dunk. Yep. Make the shot. But the bottom line is Jay started that avalanche, and then when you saw the avalanche in full force, Ian hits a three. Jackson Croximi hits a three. Easton hits a three. Three straight possessions. Three, 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 three different guys. Ian goes for 31. A freshman plays phenomenal. And the most experienced senior ended it. I mean, it was a beautiful basketball game played by our guys.
I want to talk about our rebounding today. I mean, earlier he told you we go 57 in the first game. We go for 38 again here tonight. I mean, Gino with 5. Ian with 4. Easton with 5. Jace with 7. And Carter with 11. I mean... Rebounding as a team will get you wins, and I feel like we pride ourselves on that.
Absolutely. I have huge pride. We talked about it post-game or pre-game as well. Rebounding the ball results in wins. It minimizes the possessions the other team gets, and it maximizes that we can get. If we can get a lot of offensive rebounds, obviously Carter's huge. Ian was huge on the offensive
side. Oh, yes.
Huge. Best rebounding day of his career. So, you know, you look at those things, it maximizes our possessions, it minimizes theirs, and, again, like I said, pre-game. It gets really annoying as a defender knowing that you got four or five guys crashing on your back hard every play. It gets really annoying knowing if I go in like my coach wants me to do offensive rebound, I get hit in the sternum every single time. by Carter, who's just an absolute workhorse. Or if I know I've got to try to jump with an Easton. Or if you know Gino's coming in with that tenacity on both sides. Like, it really wears you down mentally and physically, and it maximizes your time with the ball.
And I think out of all the rebounds, my favorite was Nolan Carl boxing his man
thinking
out
about that one
to
too
the, to the free throw line and letting the ball drop and then getting the ball. I mean, as a coach, that's what you want.
Absolutely. And you know, Nolan, it's Nolan's an interesting basketball player. He's had some ups and downs this year, but Nolan is currently playing his best stretch of basketball by far, and he's doing it off the bench, which as a senior, that's never easy. But Nolan helps us off the bench. He helps us. Jace helps us as a starter. Ian helps us as a starter. But Nolan and Jackson Croc Sibbing really, and Aiden Almaguer as well, help us off the bench. Situationally, when we sub them in, we improve.
Yes.
We improve when we sub them in. And that's all you can ask from guys that come off the bench, and they'll compete and play hard, and they did a great job.
So let me ask you, Coach, what we saw for today. And we've been waiting for these back-to-back performances, too,
absolutely,
from the team. And we got it here today. What is the message to the team, or what do you see how this day fuels us moving forward now, just within the context of the day, but what this could mean for us for the rest of the season here?
Yeah, it has to make you believe in yourself.
Yeah.
One, it has to. And, again, we talked about like just scrapping the Quincy game and moving on. But at the same time, if it shows you that they're resilient, that they have some tenacity in them, and now the secret is can we unlock that and get it going the whole time?
Right.
Can we get it going the whole time? And if we can unlock that, we play a really good Morton team on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And our guys are going to take tomorrow off, so we're going straight into game prep on Monday. We did the same thing last year when we played them, came up with a huge win at Morton. So, you know, this is a big game for us coming up, playing at home. We shoot the ball well here right now. So, you know, it's a huge game. We can't take it lightly. And we'll see what they're made of because Morton's a really good team.
And this is a situation I feel like we talked about at the end of the game last night, how it really was the ideal situation to be able to come right back and not only play a game but play two games. And to come back and play two games like this, and now it gets you excited. Thank goodness we don't have to wait till Friday night again. Thank goodness we have another game on Tuesday to try to build on this.
Correct, and that's the thing. It's building. You win, lose, whatever it may be. It's continuously building. And we can't overlook Morton because Moline's on Friday. That doesn't matter.
Right.
It's irrelevant. The most important game on the schedule is the next game you play.
Yep.
So we're going into it, and luckily, like you just said, it's a quick turnaround. These guys need a day. I mean, Ian, Gino, those guys just put in huge minutes. They need a day. They'll rest. They'll take care of their bodies. I know Ian will be watching film immediately. So we'll get ourselves ready to go. We'll see what we can do against Morton.
Yep. Fun day today, Coach. Yeah,
absolutely blessed.
Absolutely. This is why you coach, you know.
Yep.
And it's not even about the wins and the losses. It's the joy of the team playing together. That, like you saw, that energy is hot, contagious to the coaches, too. It's contagious to the coaches, and you just love being a part of it.
Yep. Sleep well. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Great job today, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Silver Streaks win it big by 31 tonight, 77-46. They are now 7-15 in the season. We'll come back. Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, final statistics, all part of our post-game coverage continuing here on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Wear a gray WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Alfano's Pizza on East Main Street in Knoxville. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Sammy, you ready for final stats? Got the numbers ready to go?
You know it.
All right, our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. The numbers look great at halftime, and here's what I want to point out. I told these guys off air as we set the stage for the numbers you're about to share with us. We talked at the half. Streaks were up 15, and we said, it's just one half. You got to come out. You got to finish it off. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep building on the right things you did in the first half and keep building on them. And the Streaks put 25 on the board in the third quarter. If they didn't score the entire fourth quarter, they still would have outscored Rantoul because the Eagles scored 19 Incredible. In the second half.
I would say that's the best third quarter we've played all season.
And that's something we've talked about, too. Yes. And Nolan Carl talked about it, how we've got to turn our third quarters around. And the third quarter alone, they outscored Rantoul the entire second half. So as good as the numbers were at the half that you shared with us, Sam, I got to believe they're equally good, if not better, here at the end of the game.
Well, they only went up.
We were 60,
we were 60% from the field at halftime, and we finished 63%, 30 for 47.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. How do you pronounce it again?
Rantoul.
Rantoul was 17 for 48 from the field, shooting 35%. We improved from the three-point line. We finished with 56%. We were 45% at the half. We finished 9 for 16. Rantoul was 2 for 17, shooting only 11%. From the charity stripe, we were 8 for 12, 66%. We improved a little bit from our 63% at the half. And Rantoul finished 9 for 13, shooting 69% from the charity stripe. We doubled the rebounds by a little bit. We had 37 rebounds. Rantoul had 16. But we also had a couple more turnovers. We had 11. They had 9.
All right, individual scoring. Thank you, Sam. Oh, I did not write down Rantoul's final individual scoring, but I think I can get these added up pretty quickly. Coach got up here so quickly, I forgot to go back and finish this off. All right, so it looks like, 5 for Rice, so that ought to finish that off. So Connor Smith, as you heard when we turned things over to public address announcer Jeff Lamb, he was the honorary player of the game for Rantoul. He did lead the Eagles in scoring with 15. Jackson Atkins finished with 14. He was scoreless in the third quarter, put up 6 of those 14 in the fourth quarter. Kyron Martin, 7 points, led Rantoul with 4 rebounds. Jaden Rice with 5, all of those in the second half. Colby Deitzman had 3. Bryce Shoken had 2. For the Silver Streaks, that career high for Ian Dominique, 31, including he ended up with 7 threes, I think that's one short of the school record. I think John Watson has a school record for 8 in a game.
8 is the record?
I believe so.
Wow.
I think I can probably find that before we close out here. But 7 tonight for Ian, including 7 of 11 from three-point range,
wow.
31 points, and those 4 rebounds that Chad talked about as well. 11 for Easton Steck and 5 rebounds. How many assists did Easton have tonight?
Easton had 4 assists.
Okay. Good night. Good solid
4
night.
4 assists, 5 rebounds. Being a senior leader.
Carter Clary, 10 points, 11 rebounds. Jace had 7 rebounds.
Yes.
I think that's his season high,
yes.
Which would also be his career high, to go along with 4 points. Gino had 9 and 5 rebounds. Nolan Carl, Jackson Kroc-Sibbing off the bench with 5 each. Jamal Waters had a late bucket for 2. Taylen Davis, Aiden Almaguer, Jackson Hillhouse, and Brandon Lewis also got in. Streaks win at 77-46. They're 7-15 on the season, as Coach said, with Morton looming on Tuesday. The biggest non-surprise in this gym coming up with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game to close it out when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every 5th oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Ready to refinance or start shopping for that new home? We are here to help. Hi, I'm Liz Miller, Residential Mortgage Loan Officer at F&M Bank. In addition to providing an exceptional customer experience, we will service your loan right here in Galesburg by our mortgage professionals who are just a local phone call away. For the best value in financing your home, come to F&M Bank. You'll be glad you did.
Aim high, bank strong. F&M Bank.
F&M Bank.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
All right, checking out the numbers here. John Watson does have the three-point record with 8 in a game. That was at Macomb back in 1991. Ian Dominique adds his list to the name of players with 7, including Ethan Meeker, Jason Shea, and Tommy Warner.
There's some shooters. There's some shooters on that list.
Now Ian Dominique puts his name on that list for second in terms of most three-pointers in a game. I was also looking for most rebounds because we got to talking about that. It was later on in the afternoon where I thought, wait a minute, I think I've got that. But, you know, when I'm looking at the team records in a game, I don't have rebounds in there. I have most points in a half, most points in a quarter, free throws, field goals, points in a game. But I don't – we don't have most rebounds in a game.
Huh.
So we don't know for sure if that 57 the Streaks had earlier today
– I would venture to guess.
Would it be or not?
It's close to the top if it's not the top.
You'd sure think it's got to be top five. In the illustrious, long, and terrific history of Galesburg High School basketball, we may have seen a record and almost a record in two games. Pretty good for a team that's 7-15. And on that note, who is, Jason, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game? Let me sit down so I don't collapse out of shock.
It's not a tough decision. Ian Dominique was just flat-out special tonight. I mean, any way you look at it, you knock down seven threes, you have a special night. And congratulations to Ian. He deserves it. He's been working his butt off all season. And to break out tonight was a great thing to see.
So when we talk about Crunch Time Player of the Game, we remind our listeners that it's not just who's the most valuable player or who had the best game. It's who came up at crunch time. Well, let's not forget, at the end of the first quarter, Rantoul had this little run at the end of the first quarter. It was a two-point game at the end of the first quarter. Hard to remember that when we end up winning by 31, I guess, 17-15. And of those seven three-pointers Ian hit, four of them were in the second quarter when the Streaks opened up that 15-point lead. And then when we talked at halftime, you got to make sure you keep going. Well, he hits 8 points in the third quarter when the Streaks turned that 15-point lead into a 30-point lead by the end of the third quarter. So you want to know why crunch time player of the game, not just who had the best game?
Yep.
There's your Ian Dominique factual basis right there. All right, Morton in town on Tuesday, so another opportunity for a home game and for the Streaks to prove that they continue to put another game like this together.
Like you said, let's keep the avalanche going. Let's just keep on rolling.
Fellas, enjoy your holiday weekend, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday night.
We'll see you Tuesday.
For Brian Prescott at the downtown studio, thanks for being with us. Galesburg wins it big over Rantoul, 77-46, and they wrap up the Martin Luther King Classic with their seventh win of the season. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Don't miss a thing. Stay connected every hour on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg's News.